Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Late last Friday, the credit rating company Fitch Ratings affirmed it will continue to give the U.S. government's long-term foreign currency and local currency issuer default ratings of AAA, the highest possible category. However, it changed the outlook for both of these categories from stable to negative. This change signals that the U.S. government's credit ratings may be downgraded in the future. This terrible news for U.S. government finances received little coverage by the regular media. Until now, you may not have been aware of it. Terrible news is often buried by releasing it late on Friday afternoon. Most of the financial media are off for the weekend, so don't report it then. When they go back to work on Monday, it's considered old news that doesn't deserve fresh reporting. Fitch identified two major areas that led to the negative outlook. First, it said, quote, "Absence of a credible commitment to address medium-term public spending and debt challenges that could arrest the upward trajectory of the general government debt to gross domestic product ratio after the pandemic shock," unquote. Second, it stated, quote, "a decline in the coherence and credibility of U.S. policymaking that undermines the reserve currency status of the U.S. dollar and the government's financing flexibility," unquote. Fitch further explained that to eliminate the negative outlook on the U.S. government's finances would require, quote, "adoption of a set of policies consistent with a protracted reduction of the debt-to-gross domestic product ratio after the pandemic shock," unquote. In plain English, going from a stable to a negative outlook for the U.S. government's credit rating was caused by the March enactment of the CARES Act bailouts and subsidies. This law instigated a massive increase in government spending and debt. At the same time, no plans were announced for a huge reduction in future federal government spending to reverse soaring debt. In fact, Congress this week was negotiating new legislation to further increase government spending. Should the U.S. government get a downgrade to its credit rating, that would immediately lead to a faster decline in the U.S. dollar. Are you prepared? That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.